We're going to be speaking with an assistant professor of health sciences at Simon Fraser University. Hybrid work, a more holistic approach, and whether or not it's better or worse for the mental health of Canadians. Hybrid work is a new term that's being used more often to describe a combination between the in-person expectation of going to the office and performing whatever tasks or duties that you perform in a given day for a job, or wherever your work site happens to be. A lot of us out there either work as professional drivers from time to time, or maybe we're out and about seeing clients at their places of business from time to time. You don't have to work at an office. In fact, not many folks, it seems, do these days. It's more and more common to have a mobile environment. So there already is that remote element of the workplace. The idea of staying home and working remotely, of course, became much more common during COVID-19 out of necessity. And there is debate as to exactly what the pluses and minuses are of continuing to work from home. What about its impact on us? Is hybrid work, having a little bit of both, actually better for us, better for productivity, better for our overall mental health than just one or just the other? Well, new studies show, or suggest at least, that workers with a hybrid schedule, which combines the in-person and working from home, had higher self-reported mental health scores compared to those working fully in-person or fully from home. The hybrid having a self-reported higher benefits. Our guest is Assistant Professor of Health Sciences, Simon Fraser University, Kiffer Card. Professor, thank you for your time.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
I wanted to ask you about how we go about measuring overall health and well-being or mental wellness when it comes to the workplace, either remotely, in the office. How did this study work?
Yeah, so this was part of a national survey called the Canadian Social Connection Survey. And the main thing that we were interested in was looking at trends in mental health and well-being following the COVID pandemic to see how we're recovering as a society. And so this was a population level study that asked people about how they were connecting, how they were living, and how they were doing emotionally, mentally, physically, and things of that nature. And so using that data, we were able to get some insights into how people were faring during the pandemic, and we've since continued to follow people over time to understand how they have been impacted and how they're recovering their social lives in the wake of COVID-19.
How are folks doing? I suspect there's a lot of struggling going on.
Yeah, you're right. It's a little bit bleak sometimes to look at this data and realize just how much suffering there is underlying the people who participate in our surveys in terms of poor mental health, depression, anxiety, burnout, in thinking about the workplace. And people are struggling. And is what we're seeing is those declines and gains following the COVID pandemic are pretty slow. We still see that even a year later, after some of the major lockdowns, that many people still are very burnt out, 30-40% of people are depressed and anxious. And so, it's concerning statistics as we think about our relations to work and life and the balance between those things.
What do we do as a workforce when we recognize that a significant number of us should probably be on leave recovering, and yet if we did, what's left of our healthcare system and other important systems would actually collapse?
Yeah, I mean, this is critical for lots of sectors, right? You mentioned healthcare, education, and many of these essential workers are the people who are bearing the greatest burden here. And they are stressed and they are tired and they need something to recover. And I think this is to the mutual benefit of both employers and employees to find ways to help us all live healthier and happier lives. We'll be more productive. We'll be able to sustain our workloads better, produce more for society and for our families. And so, I think this is a critical thing to figure out. And our research looking at work from home kind of took aim at that to say, okay, one of the things that we're hearing lots about is whether or not people are working from home or in person, and maybe some of the pressures to return to in-person work among workforces. And what might that affect? How might that affect their mental health?
What is it about the hybrid work setup that seems to be beneficial? Do we understand that?
We have another paper that we just recently published as well, looking at predictors of burnout in workforce. And one of the things that we see is that social connection is this huge predictor of burnout. Normally, studies on burnout look at things like pay and working conditions and relations with management. But we see actually superseding all of that is your social connection, your feeling of loneliness and social support. And so we know that your mental health is not just impacted by your work, but your life more holistically. And so when you think about working from home versus working in person, there's clear benefits to working from home. You don't have to spend 45 minutes on a commute each day. You know, you may be able to achieve some better work-life balance, getting that laundry done during your lunch break, those sorts of things. Those have clear and real benefits. But if we're missing out on social connections through work, then that's also a really big detriment to our mental health. And so recognizing that many of us, the people we see, the people we connect with, are our coworkers. Those casual collisions around the water cooler, those sort of things bring a lot of positive benefits that we might not normally consider when we're thinking about what drives my mental health, but in reality have some benefits. And so that's why maybe the balance of those two lifestyles of working hybrid gives some flexibility where you can still get some benefit from your workplace in terms of social connections, but you can also have some of that balance in the rest of your life.
What about feeling in control? And where I'm going with this is that in a hybrid setup, one presumes that there would be a set number of hours that would be home, or, you know, Mondays you're at home, Tuesday you're in the office, or something along those lines. Are we talking about the employee choosing whether they wish to be in the office or at home on a certain day, or is this prescribed for them? And is there a difference in terms of how it impacts them?
Yeah, we do see things like worker control and sense of control and self-determination over your work as being really important. You know, to having an engaged workforce, many managers recognize that, you know, the mark of a leader is to help people optimize themselves and, yes, and to find their best life. And some of that is turning over control to employees. I know that's not always possible in all workforces, and not all managers have developed the skills and casual ability to do that. But there does seem to be clear benefits of that sort of element of this, of being able to make those decisions for yourself and be, you know, a person who has a bit of self-control over their life. It's not good for employees to feel like every decision they make is checked or reviewed by someone else.
Although that can be very reassuring for others, because if something goes wrong, you know, it'll get caught before there's any real negative consequences. I suppose it depends on what one's job actually is, though.
Yeah, that's totally true. And I think working as a team to figure out those dimensions is really critical. And I think it is something, you know, at the end of the day, this is about relationships between individuals in the workplace, and figuring out what works for you is going to be slightly different. The data that we have says, on average, this work from home, this hybrid work seems to be better. But that doesn't mean for every single person and every single occupation that that's going to be true. This is just, again, kind of on average, we do see these returning benefits that are better than working from home only, or better from working in person only.
Our guest is Kiffer Card, Assistant Professor, Health Sciences, Simon Fraser University. New research showing that those who have a hybrid work setup, some work from home, some work on-site in person, have higher scores in terms of self-reported mental wellness than those who just work at the office or wherever their workplace is, or just work at home, suggesting a mix is more effective in terms of their well-being than either alone. Interesting research, and we look forward to further updates. Professor, any final thoughts for now?
No, thanks so much for having us, and hopefully this gets out to the world as we all consider how we kind of move forward in this new normal.
All right. Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye.